Gullboat Incorporated is finally sharing more about its proposed cruise ship port on the backside of Douglas Island. Its president and CEO, McHugh Pierre, presented the plan to the Juneau Assembly for the first time at a committee meeting on Monday night.
We have some really big, bold ideas.
Last fall, the local Alaska Native Corporation announced plans to develop the port in partnership with Royal Caribbean Group. At the time of the announcement, city officials said they felt blindsided by the news. But on Monday, Pierre and Goldbelt's board chair presented to the Juneau Assembly in front of a packed audience to explain exactly what's in store for the development called Goldbelt Ani. Pierre says the goal of the semi-private cruise destination is to uplift Tlingit culture and support Juneau's economy moving into the future.
We believe it's our mission to invest in the community, grow opportunities, build certainty, and provide that foundation for families to grow and have confidence to remain in Juneau.
Goldbelt owns roughly 1,800 acres of land along the northwest coastline of Douglas Island between False Outer Point and Point Hilda. The port would be located on about 250 acres just beyond where the road ends on North Douglas. The plan is to develop the port in phases, starting out with basic dock and welcome center infrastructure, before moving into broader ambitions like developing a childcare center, employee housing, and a replica Tlingit village. Once developed, the land would be subject to property taxes. Pierre estimates the project will cost $500 million. Goldbelt says it would catapult the corporation to become the city's number one property taxpayer.
We're excited to contribute to the community, to have a strong community, and to put our money where our mouth is.
Assembly members have a lot of questions. Wade Bryson questioned the Douglas Highway's ability to handle the traffic the port would bring.
That's the thought that is on many of our minds. How do we deal with North Douglas Highway and trying to accommodate this development?
Several members also asked the corporation how it intends to curb concerns that the new port would overwhelm the community with cruise tourism. Pierre says Goldbelt believes the new port will actually help alleviate visitor traffic and congestion by containing visitors at the port. Pierre didn't commit to a firm timeline for when the port would open. That's because of all the hurdles the corporation still needs to jump over to get permitting approvals with the city and other governmental agencies. The project's website states 2028 as its grand opening. The project is adjacent to a lot of city land. City leaders say they want to thoroughly plan for the North Douglas area before Goldbelt starts developing. Pierre pushed back at that.
Goldbelt would be happy to work with the city concurrently, but Goldbelt would not be happy to be sidelined and stopped altogether from development because the city wants to do something on its land or plan something around its land.
The project will need approvals from both the City Planning Commission and the Juneau Assembly to move forward. Goldbelt has yet to apply for any city permits. Pierre says the corporation intends to provide updates to the community as the project moves forward. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.